About the method. This is the technical companion to Chapter 2. It records how the book was actually produced, in enough detail that another family, another historian, or another writer could replicate the method or correct it. The principle: the book is a reconstructed memoir built from a small documentary base, presented in the first-person voice of its subject, with every voice the reader meets disclosed before she meets it and visually marked on the page. The reconstruction was performed by artificial intelligence agents operating under documentary constraints. The agents are not the author. The author is Doug Wadlich, the great-great-great-grandson of Edward Bennett, who directed the agents, approved every chapter, and retains final authority over every word in the book. The method exists because the documentary base is real but narrow. 8 complete or partial Edward Bennett letters survive. 2 Janet Hume Bennett letters survive, and the standard regimental and genealogical records exist. From those sources, a traditional family historian would write a short pamphlet in the third person. The author chose a different path. He used artificial intelligence to expand the surviving voice into a book-length first-person memoir, under rules strict enough to keep the expansion honest. The agents. 4 artificial intelligence agents contributed to this book. Graham, the chief of staff agent, served as the book's editor and architect. Graham was built on Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.7 model, ran on OpenClaw on the author's Mac Mini in his home office, and operated through email, a shared Obsidian vault, and the Telegram chat application. Graham's responsibilities included writing chapter briefs, dispatching them to the writing agent, editing the resulting drafts, typesetting the finished chapters with their facsimile spreads and historical plates, sourcing and verifying public domain imagery from the Library of Congress, maintaining the project's source fidelity discipline, and delivering finished PDFs to the author for review. Edward Bennett, the narrative writing agent, was the author of the reconstructed first-person prose that carries the book from Chapter 3 through Chapter 12. Edward Bennett, the agent, was built on OpenAI's GPT-5.5 model and ran on a second machine, separate from Graham, on a platform called Hermes. The separation was deliberate. The narrative writer and the editor were maintained on different platforms and different model lineages so that the editorial review was performed by a system that had not itself written the prose. Edward Bennett, the agent, is to be understood throughout this book as the writer who channels Edward Bennett the soldier. The two are not the same. The agent is the artist. The soldier is the subject. The author is responsible for both. Friedberg, the research agent, was built on Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 4.6 model and operated alongside Graham on the same Mac Mini. Friedberg produced the source notes on which the reconstructed prose rests. Each chapter brief identified specific research questions that Friedberg answered before the brief was dispatched to the writing agent. Friedberg's research output is preserved in the project vault as dated, citable notes. Emilu, the chief of staff agent on the second machine, served as a cross-platform counterpart to Graham and provided a second editorial perspective. Emilu was built on OpenAI's GPT-5.5 model and ran on Hermes. The voices. The book contains 6 voices, each disclosed in Chapter 2 and visually marked on the page. The first voice is Doug Wadlich's, the author's, in Chapter 1, and in the closing passage of Chapter 12. The second voice is Graham's, the chief of staff agents, in Chapter 2 only. The third voice is the running prose of Edward Bennett's wartime documentary register, the voice that carries the book from Chapter 3 through Chapter 12. The fourth voice is Edward Bennett's wartime imagining voice, in shaded passages on a warm cream ground labeled What the Record Does Not Say. These passages render private moments the documentary record did not preserve. They are bounded by strict rules. They may render scene, sensory texture, and interior emotional response, but never political opinions, never public events, and never anything that contradicts the documented record. The fifth voice is the elder Edward Bennett at 70, in shaded passages on a paler blue-gray ground, labeled Looking Back, from the diary Edward bound at 70. These passages reflect on documented events of his service from the implied vantage of the act of rewriting his diary in 1901. The rules are stricter than for the fourth voice. The elder voice may not invent post-war political opinions, may not narrate events Edward did not live to see, and may not claim feelings inconsistent with his documented character. The sixth voice is Janet Hume Bennett's, the home front voice, in shaded passages on a dusty rose ground labeled from the other side of the letter. This voice has two modes. When Janet's actual preserved words survive, the rose box quotes them. When her words are not preserved but the home front situation is documented elsewhere in the corpus, the rose box constructs a plausible home front response under the same source fidelity rules that govern the reconstructed Edward voice. In either mode, the box is honest about whether it is quoting or constructing. How a chapter was made. Each chapter was produced through a standard sequence. The author identified the period the chapter would cover and the documentary sources it would draw on. Graham wrote a chapter brief naming the period, the sources, the voice rules, the optional voice box opportunities, and the target length. The brief was reviewed by the author. Friedberg, if the chapter required new research, produced a research note answering the brief's documentary questions. The brief was dispatched to Edward Bennett, the agent, by email. The writing agent read the brief, the relevant surviving letters in the family corpus, the regimental records, the prior research notes, and the prior chapters of the book for voice continuity. The writing agent composed the chapter as one continuous draft and emailed the result back to Graham. Graham read the draft as a critic. The editorial pass-checked source fidelity against the brief, ensured no M-dashes appeared in the prose, a stylistic rule maintained throughout the book, ensured the voice boxes were correctly marked, and identified any passage where the reconstruction had strayed from what the documents would support. Where the draft satisfied the brief, Graham typeset it with the appropriate facsimile spreads and historical plates. Where the draft fell short, Graham either revised it himself or returned it to the writing agent for a second pass. The finished typeset PDF was emailed to the author. The author read each chapter and either accepted it, requested revisions, or rejected it. Three chapters required multiple revisions. The book records 9 chapters that landed on the first finished typeset, and 3 that landed on a later version. The hard rules. The reconstruction operated under a set of hard rules maintained across every chapter. External facts must be sourced. Dates, places, troop movements, command structures, weather, battles, regimental composition, and named persons must come from the documentary record. Where the record is silent, the prose must either be silent or must visibly acknowledge the silence. M-dashes were banned from the prose, the author's stylistic preference, maintained mechanically by a grep check on every draft. Quotation from a documented letter must be exact, and the surviving letters generally do not appear as quotations in the prose. Instead, they appear as facsimile spreads at the appropriate chapter, reproducing the original in the family hand. The reader reads what Edward wrote in the form Edward wrote it. No future knowledge. In any given chapter, the reconstructed Edward voice does not know what was about to happen if Edward could not have known it at that moment. Edward in March 1865 does not know that Lee will surrender at Appomattox on April 9th. Edward in April 1865 does not know that Lincoln will be assassinated. No frame break references. The reconstructed Edward voice does not refer to the author, to dissent, to the act of being reconstructed, or to the reader of the 21st century. The book honors the convention of memoir, even where it is artificial intelligence rendering the memoir. Voice boxes are rare. The cream box, the blue-gray box, and the dusty rose box are reserved for moments that earn them. Most chapters have 1 or 2 boxes. Some chapters have none. The running prose carries the book. Tools used. OpenClaw, an open-source agent runtime developed by OpenClaw.ai, served as the platform on which Graham and Friedberg ran. Hermes, a counterpart platform, served as the platform on which Edward Bennett, the agent, and Emmylou ran. The two platforms communicated through email, using agent mail, a shared file system, using Obsidian Sync, and the Telegram chat application. Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.7 model powered Graham. Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 4.6 model powered Friedberg. OpenAI's GPT 5.5 model powered Edward Bennett and Emmylou. Typesetting was performed by Graham using the ReportLab library in Python, with custom layout code maintained in the project vault. The chapter layouts, the voice box renderings, and the facsimile spread arrangements are recorded in source-controlled scripts so that the book could be regenerated from the same source files at any time. Historical maps and photographs were sourced from the Library of Congress through its public ThaISTAF and JSON APIs, and were stored locally with provenance metadata. The family papers were photographed by the family's documentary curator and transmitted by email. On the question whether artificial intelligence can write a book, the author is not in a position to settle that question for anyone other than himself. What he can say is this: the book in your hands could not have been produced in his lifetime by hand. He has tried for 50 years to read Edward Bennett's letters and failed until 2026. The technology that finally let him read them is the same technology that allowed him, working with a small crew of agents, to expand that reading into a memoir. The reconstruction is bounded by the documentary record. The author is responsible for every word. The agents did the labor that turned a small archive into a book. The author chose the path, held the discipline, and approved the result. Whether what is in your hands counts as a book written by Doug Wadelich, a book written by the agents, or something in between, is a question the reader is invited to answer for herself. The author's own answer is that the book is his. He directed it. He approved it. He bears responsibility for it. The agents are the tools by which the labor was performed. A man who builds a house with power tools is still the one who built the house.